Welcome back to Real Estate Radio TV. We have the honor and pleasure to welcome Yuich Okao, Liaison Officer at Daiwa House Industry. How are you today?
Yeah, good, thanks. And that's a great opportunity to come here.
It is a great pleasure to have you on. So before we talk about the Japanese market region where you specialize in, I want you to give us a brief introduction of Daiwa House being a leader in investment in Japan.
Okay, so Daiwa House was founded in 1955 on the basis of a corporate mission of contributing to the industrialization of construction. And working to co-create value for individuals and communities and people's lifestyles. And net sales of our company on 2022 was over $30 billion, and half of them are from housing sector, and quarter is from commercial facilities, and other quarter is from logistics, business, and corporate facilities.
Within our web radio, we have a wide range of listeners and some listeners interested in emerging market such as Japan. So really, what are the fundamentals making Japan a great land of opportunity when it comes to residential but also commercial real estate?
Well, because of the weaker value of Japanese yen to the US dollars, so real estate price has been increasing for several years. Of course, during the under the low interest rates compared to the U.S. or other European markets, and housing prices going higher for several years, and also the commercial facilities are going higher. Now, also industrial facilities are prices are going higher for several years.
And when it comes to commercial real estate, there is a wide range of sector. Which sectors are the strongest in terms of fundamentals in Japan? Is it logistic, retail, offices?
Logistics, so far, under the circumstances of the COVID-19, and because everyone are working from home.
So, you know, one of the main topic in today's market is really the capital markets that have an impact on investment in Europe, but also in the U.S. So really, what impact did the capital markets had on Japan, and really give us a walkthrough on all that?
Japanese population are now reducing birth rate and the increasing number of elderly people. And the current capital market of the high interest rate in the other countries in the world, Japan is still in the lower level of the interest rate, but it will begin to increase maybe from this spring or summer. So the capital market will be suffering a little bit in Japan too.
But maybe less of an impact than, for example, in Europe or in the US?
Yeah, less impact because the increasing increasing interest rate is relatively moderate than other countries in Japan. Maybe now the housing mortgage interest rate is about 0.5%. Okay. Only, but maybe it would be 2 to 3% at the highest. So it's still low compared to the other countries.
Okay. Well, Yuich, it's been a great pleasure having you on and talking about Japan being a potentially enough opportunities for investors looking at deploying capital in emerging market can be a good option. We will put your different LinkedIn contact information as well as the website in the bio if people ever want to reach out and are potentially interested by Japan being to allocate capital to. In the meantime, make sure you download our app that's free and available both on the App Store and Android, and follow us on all social media platforms. Yuich, see you soon.
Yeah, see you soon. Thank you very much for inviting me.